Bill, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you today?
I'm doing so much better now that we got you on the phone. Thanks for being with us. Is it disheartening seeing that you were so close to making it?
Oh, Tony, absolutely. We put a lot of work into that. If you think about when the November election was and the February election, and we really started right after Christmas, that was 7 weeks we had to be able to get the message out. And we had far more support this time. We were far better organized. And to be that close, as you say, is disheartening.
Why didn't people come out and vote?
Well, Tony, if you remember that day, there was a lot of snow, and interestingly enough, we did call off school. So I don't know how much that affected the turnout. It was the only item that was on the ballot, and we expected that we would get between 2,500 and 3,000 voters, and you know, and when you read the numbers, you saw we just got a little over 2,100.
The proposal would have upgraded buildings, improved athletic facilities, boosted classroom technology, and purchased 19 buses. What do you do now?
Well, we're going to take a look at some options, but I don't think we're going to do anything quick. The really scary thing to me is the coupling of losing that election with what's being proposed by the state legislature, you know, on the operating side of the House. So we're really going to have to be some combination of really tightening our belts and being creative.
Well, it seems like this money would have gone for upgrades. Is that going to affect your overall budget?
Well, I'll just give you one example, Tone. You know, the buses, we had planned to get 19 buses. We weren't going to buy the buses all at once. But we've got a handful of buses, six, that are approaching 200,000 miles. And if you know anything about Eaton Rapids, we're a pretty large geographic area, 125 square miles with, I don't know, two-thirds of our roads are dirt back roads, you know. And it's really and two-thirds of our kids ride the buses. So we're either going to have to spend more money on maintenance or take a look at a different way of not using those buses. But some of that money that we had proposed was for things that could truly help us on the operating side. That's definitely going to hurt.
Are there other ways that you can find funding for this, or will you try a third time for a vote?
There's the only other way that you can fund some of that was in the budget or in the election was to spend it out of the operating budget. And I think in the short term, you know, for at least, and this is just my opinion, 2 years, we won't be able to do that. We are taking a look at some of the implications of looking at another election, Tony, but I don't think that article says we had close to $10 million of interest-free money that had been allocated to us by the state through a federal program that we lost. That would have saved taxpayers $17 million, and that option goes away with that election. So we can't go after that again. There may be another cycle, but that money is just gone.
All right. Finally, there was data released by the Michigan Department of Education, and it says that kids coming out of high school aren't college ready. Do you agree with that?
I think that data comes from the Michigan Department of Education, but that's flat out from the ACT, and I would agree with that.
Where does Eaton Rapids stand with that, and what can high schools in general do to get better?
I think that there's, based upon that test, Tony, there's about 15 to 20% of Eaton Rapids graduates, based upon that test score, that are ready for college. Now, that means you're ready for college in four different content areas. I think what we're doing as far as that Michigan Merit Curriculum, this is the first year. Graduates in 2011, they're going to be required to take 4 years of math, including Algebra 2, having to pass biology, chemistry, and physics. So I think the implementation of the state curriculum is the best way we can improve that score.
Bill, appreciate it. Your time. We will talk again soon. Thank you so much.
Okay, Tony. Have a nice day.